Hey, FedEd, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Herrera Esteli Miami Edition. This is the 2016 release, fresh out of the IPCPR. It is a change-up of blend versus the regular Herrera Esteli. You know, I'm a huge fan of the original Herrera Esteli. Especially love it in the Lonsdale size. It's absolutely outrageously fantastic. So this is going to be made out of El Titan de Bronze out of Miami instead of the Gran Fabrica factory in Drew Estate, which is out of Nicaragua. It's a bit of a change up there. The Vitola is going to be a nice Vitola, 5 3/8 by 48. It's a Corona Larga. Big fan of, you know, sub 50 ring gauge cigars, so big plus for me. Pricing is going to be, I think, 10 count boxes, so they're going to be $13 MSRP. A little bit about the wrapper and the profile. It's got that Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Big fan of Habano wrappers out of Ecuador. It's got an Ecuadorian Sumatra binder. It features filler from both the Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic, which is kind of cool. Again, it's made out of the El Titan de Bronze factory out of Miami. So, you know, like I said, huge fan of the Herrera Estelis. Big fan of really everything Willie blends. So I'm excited to try this one out. So let's talk about the nose here. It's got a rich, sweet, leathery, and a little bit of, boy, I don't know if that's barnyard or cedar and barnyard. But it's, I mean, there's some subtle spices underneath that. It's a very complex nose off the wrapper. Excited. Tough to say out of the foot. It's very subtle. Kind of the same notes as the wrapper. Just very subtle. At any rate, I'm excited to smoke this. So let's get smoking here. Now that we have a good toast going, we're going to get the V-cut going here. Easy peasy, especially with a 48 ring gauge. Sweet to start. A little bit of spicy undertones there. A little bit of trailing cedar. And it's got a bit of a drying mouthfeel. Let's try the Retrohale here. Retrohale is wonderfully spicy. Not overwhelmingly spicy, just rich. There's a bit of a trailing chocolatey note. And a little bit of leather post-draw as well. That's a lot of notes right off the start. So we'll let this cigar settle in and see how those flavors develop. Just passing the 10-minute mark, and as you can see, the burn on this is flawless. I don't know why you would expect anything else from a cigar rolled at El Titan de Bronze. Everything they produce there, in my opinion, is absolutely fantastic. This cigar is really good. It's rich. That I'm assuming from the Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, it's got this wonderful spiciness that, again, it's just adding some heat. It's like a red pepper flake spice, where it's just adding complexity without sort of burning you. It lingers a little bit on the post draw. It adds the overall flavor complexity and balances against that sweetness that I get off the cigar. I mean, it's wonderful. It's a great Vitola. Draw is effortless. Yeah, can't say enough about this cigar, really. Retrohale still has that wonderfully creamy chocolate with that trailing spice. Fantastic. Passing the 20-minute mark, and the spices here are kind of giving up a little bit. Dropping from what I would describe it as about a medium strength down to about maybe a light plus. Still getting that wonderfully creamy chocolate off the Retrohale. Probably have another 15 minutes before the cigar gets into the middle third, but absolutely loving the cigar. Coming up on the 40-minute mark, getting into the middle third, and the spices have really dropped down in intensity. Where they were, I wouldn't say extremely intense, but definitely medium strength in the first third, and you can really taste that spice. Now it's a light plus, almost a background note to the cigar. So you take a draw, and it's just kind of there in the background, adding complexity to the flavor profile. And the Retrohale is still that sort of creamy chocolate. Very approachable. I mean, don't let the, if you're not a fan of spice, don't let those spice notes put you off the cigar. I think this is very, very approachable for most cigar smokers. There's a lot of body here, so if you're looking for a cigar that's got a lot of body but doesn't have a lot of strength in terms of nicotine strength, this is probably going to be a good one to reach for. I'm looking forward to seeing where the middle third goes here and where the flavors settle in. Passing the hour and 20-minute mark, finishing up the middle third here. There's a little bit of hay coming through now. The drying cedar that I was picking up in the first third is starting to come through here again. And the spices just continue to drop in the background. They're still there. Can still pick them up on the Retrohale and a little bit on the post-draw, but they're definitely not as prominent as they were in the first third. Still that great, rich, creamy chocolate on the retrohale. Looking forward to seeing where this cigar goes in the last third. Passing the hour and a half mark and firmly in the last third here, the cedar note is really picked up. It's kind of a creamy, sweet cedar, and it's got a lot of drying mouthfeel to it in the post-roll. Spices are barely detectable at this point, and the chocolate has really fallen off on the retrohale. Really just getting creaminess off the retrohale with chasing cedar that kind of carries into the post-draw, and then again I'm getting a little bit of that drying mouthfeel there. Wrapping up the review of the Horror Esteli 2016 Miami Edition from Drew Estate. Really good cigar. I think this cigar is going to have a lot of broad appeal to a lot of people. I mean, the Horror Esteli is already a great cigar. This Tweak Blend coming out of El Titan de Bronze is absolutely fantastic, as expected. Again, my experience with anything coming out of El Titan de Bronze is typically excellent construction, great flavor profile, really enjoy it. If you enjoyed a review, make sure to give us an upvote, up thumbs, up arrow, toss us a comment, or drop us a line, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com, and we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.